In 1859, Adele Bryce was walking along when she said a floating lady in white robes addressed her. Reportedly, the lady commanded her to spread God's word and teach children how to pray. Green Bay Bishop David Ricken has given the diocese official approval to the occurrences. That's after he asked three scholars to study the story. They concluded there is enough evidence that something supernatural happened.
And you kind of tell that by how fruitful is the work that's being done there, and is there any contradictions in what the Blessed Mother purportedly said and what actually is happening.
After the visitations, Bryce went on to establish a school and convent at the site, which also houses a shrine to Mary. When asked why St. Mary would visit that remote area 151 years ago and nowhere else in America, Ricken says similar reports from around the world indicate she goes places where the church is not firmly established.
And she often appears to someone who has childlike qualities. Adele Bryce was not an educated woman in the formal sense, but she was definitely an open person, and what she herself was surprised, however, by when this happened to her.
No prayers that have been answered over the years have been deemed miracles, but regulars like Rick Wieser say their prayers have been answered.
I got in a financial situation, yes, a prayer was answered for me. Probably would have cost, would have bankrupted me.
If a flood of people come to pray at the little-known shrine, Bishop Ricken says he'll trust St. Mary to help the church meet the demand. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.